Good evening and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. This is your host, Barbara J. Faison, your mindfulness and meditation ambassador. And we're about to start our wind down meditation for the evening. And it is called a slice of silence because at some point in time, there will be complete silence. And that is what we will do. So welcome into the podcast. If you'd ever like to join us live, we're in my group that is called A Slice of Silence, your daily online meditation group. And you can join that group by going to Barbara J. Faison. So we're going to get started with our meditation. You'll hear me talking to people. The partners in practice is what I call the people that meditate with us. And you'll hear me talking to them throughout the... Yes, good evening, Regina. Welcome in. I'm on a different platform, so I can't always see who's there. So thank you for saying hello. My iPad decided it was going to do something fun today, so I'm going to let it do its thing. In case you are not familiar or may not have heard, you may hear people talking about Mercury being in retrograde, and that is one of those astrology things, and it simply means that Mercury is the planet that rules communication. So when Mercury goes in retrograde, it's like Mercury is going the opposite direction. So things technology-wise may have challenges. You may have challenges with your car. You may hear from people you haven't heard from in a long time. Issues may come up that you have not dealt with that now will present itself again for you to deal with. So those are some of the things that happen with Mercury. One of the biggest things that people will find will be the technology. And I think we saw last week when Facebook and Instagram and something else went down, it was challenging because I think it was down for 8 hours. So welcome in, Gwen. Good to see you. Hello. Glad I caught you. Or you caught me, or we caught each other. So I was just sharing to just be mindful that Mercury is in retrograde. We still have probably another week before it goes out of retrograde. So I think a big evidence of that was when Facebook and Instagram went down for 8 hours. So the technology can be a little challenging at this time, as well as communication. So just be mindful of your words. That pretty much sums it up. Hey, Henry Johnson, welcome in. If there's anyone else that's out there that I'm not saying hello to, it's because I can't see you. I am on my laptop versus my iPad. My iPad, for whatever reason, when I tried to do live, everything else is working. It would not let me do live, and it would not let me create a story today. So again, just a reminder of what I believe is a little Mercury playing, being impish. So let's get ready to do our meditation. Let's get settled in. Just let me know if you are seated or if you're lying down. I would love to know if you're lying down or if you're actually seated. So just ping that in and let me know. So as I do the meditation, I can keep that in mind. So just let me know if you are seated or if you are lying down. And we will get started with our practice. Our meditation will begin with this tone. I will guide you during the meditation. I'll guide you out of the meditation. And just listen for my directions and we'll go from there. So let me know if you're lying down, if you're lying down and ready to go to bed. I wish I were, but I'm not. I could just send you off to La La Land. If not, we will just come back as we normally do. Okay. Well, we're going to get started so we can get ready for bed if we are going to bed. So we'll begin our meditation. Again, it will be a slice of silence at some point in time. This will be more of a relaxation type of meditation as opposed to something you're going to do when you're about to go out into the world. So, let's begin. Well, let's just begin by becoming tuned in and aware of our breath. And just focusing your awareness on your breathing. And at this time, you're welcome to lower your eyes or close your eyes. And that just simply allows us to go in at a deeper level when we don't have the visual distractions. And just continue breathing at your own rate and rhythm. Noticing if your breath is naturally beginning to calm because you've closed your eyes. Just simply breathing in and breathing out. And as we are seated or lying down, let's just place one or two hands in the center of our chest. And if you place two hands, you can stack them or you can stagger them, whatever feels comfortable. And this is another sign that we are beginning to relax, sending a signal to our brain that it's time to relax and calm down. The hand to heart is just one of those beautiful practices that you can do at any time. It is great for lessening any anxiety or nervousness. Just place your hand in the center of your chest and take some deep breaths. And begin to notice if just placing your hand in the center of your chest has caused your body to react and slow down. And at this time, I just invite you to allow your breath to be a little deeper than it is now. So with every breath, just deepen your breath a little bit more. And as you're breathing, just feel the relaxation that is beginning to come down from the top of your head. And with each breath and awareness, that relaxation is deepening down through your forehead, allowing the creases that may be there to lessen or completely go away. Feeling your eyes relaxing and just softly allowing the relaxation to come down your temples, your cheeks, your ears, your nose. Breathing and letting that relaxation come down through your mouth and your tongue, your chin, your neck, down through your shoulders, relaxing your back and your upper chest, your upper torso, and simply breathing full and deep and relaxing. Relaxing down through your lower body, your waist, your hips, your buttocks, your thighs, your hamstrings, your knees, the back of your knees. Breathe in and relaxing your calves and your shin, your ankles, your feet and your toes. Just giving yourself permission to be here right now. Be fully present and engaged in this slice of silence, this bit of self-care. And just breathing and feeling your breath be full and deep. And just imagine you are now the wave in an ocean that is calming down. So with each breath, you're moving like a wave. From the top of your head, through the middle of your body, all the way down to the tips of your toes, just like a gentle wave. Breathing in and breathing out, relaxing, giving yourself permission to be here, now. There's no place else for you to be. There's nothing else for you to do. Simply bathe yourself in the silence. Breathe like the wave. And just relax. And I'll return shortly. Just allow your breath to be full and deep. And let the silence nurture you, knowing that all is well, that you are safe, that you choose to be here at your divine assignment, and you trust and breathe. safe. I am calm. I create amazing life experiences. I trust myself. I am loving, I am loved, I am lovable. I speak with loving, kind thoughts and words. I see my vision and I move with ease and grace. I feel my connection to all there is. Everyone loves me and always wants to help me. And with your eyes still closed, rub your hands together and feel the energy you're creating. And let's just put that energy right back into our heart by placing our hands right back in the center of our chest. And we take a deep breath in and release with a loud sigh. And open our eyes. Now we just take a little stretch, whatever your body wants at this time. Ooh, how are you feeling? Well, I thank you for tuning in to the West Ruggle Podcast. If you have a couple of minutes, I would love for you to write a comment or a review on iTunes, whichever platform that you're on, and share the podcast. We'll be here tomorrow at our usual time, which is 6:45 a.m., and I thank you for tuning in. And remember that it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Be well.